Hey everyone, on 22nd of May 2022, Osho is releasing an audio drama, Prisoner's Daughter. This is an interview with the writer of Prisoner's Daughter, novelist Rajan V. Kokori. As we are making some new changes with the show, you will be getting to hear many more interviews on the show in coming time. So, let's begin interview with writer of Prisoner's Daughter, author Rajan V. Kokori. Let's roll it. Now. Hello everyone. Hello to all the listeners of CreateYourEars.in podcast. This is me, Ajay Tambe, and today we are now introducing some new things to the show. As from the past few years, we've been doing stories only stories. And after the show got in world's top 1% most popular podcast, we decided to actually go and fetch the best artists, actors, writers, filmmakers, directors from the entertainment field and bring them on the show and present them in front of you as guest storytellers. So this was the thing that we used to do. We started it after we got in top 1% most popular podcast, and we've been doing that. From last couple of months, we decided to actually interview them. So we interviewed filmmakers, we interviewed actors and writers on this show after the story gets to an end. As this is a fiction podcast, this is a new thing that I'm inventing. So CreateYourEars.in podcast is not just now about fiction stories. It's also about interviews with filmmakers, with writers, with directors, with international artists. And today we have Indian novelist on the show. Yes, you must have heard about this whole new collaboration with Indian novelist in past few days and in last episode that our show is now collaborating for a short story audio drama with an Indian novelist who written the story. So today here we bring and present you interview with Indian novelist author Rajan V. Kokori.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Ajay. Thank you.
Please introduce yourself to our listeners and please tell us more about you and your work.
My name is Rajan V. Kokori. This V. Kokori stands for my house name. I'm hailing from a village in Kerala, place called Attur. This lies in the district of Thrissur. Thrissur is supposed to be the commercial capital of Kerala. So I have lived up to my 15 years, up to my 10th standard in Kerala.
Okay.
Then I moved to Bangalore. I studied my technical studies in Bangalore and worked many years in Bangalore before moving to Gulf. So I'm in the Gulf. I worked in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Sultanate of Oman. Right now I'm living in the city called Muscat, and I'm a lead process designer working for an engineering giant company called Worley Oman Engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And Worley is supposed to be the leading engineering company in the world.
Okay, awesome.
Doing the projects
awesome.
For
awesome.
Petroleum Development of Oman, basically oil and gas projects since many years.
So, how did this happen? What happened with you? Why did you decide to be a writer or novelist?
Yeah, actually, I have very high regard and love towards the literature and authors. And I'm very much passionate about reading them, hearing them since my high school days. Because till my high school, I was in Kerala. Then I moved to Bangalore. So there I got a chance to learn more in English because since it is being a city, and I got a lot of friends in who was talking English, because previously we used to converse in Malayalam.
Okay.
Then when I moved to Bangalore, I was studying my technical studies and I joined for work. Then I done all my studies in the evening college, most part of it.
Okay.
So I used to live in a place away from the library, like 3-4 kilometers away from a city center library.
Okay.
And my sister used to stay near to the library. So I used to make a point to walk to this library and my sister's place almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
Then started the habit of reading the books.
Okay.
So this is how it started. So I used to read almost all the books in the library. I mean, English books, which is basically like I got an interest to read Robert Ludlum, Ayn Rand, Harold Robbins, James Hardley Chase. Those days, they were very popular authors. So I covered almost all the books in the library. And my brother used to say, I used to wait for the new books to come. So,
awesome.
So it was like that it all started. Then, and I used to scribble down some of the things. I used to have a habit of reading the editorials in the newspaper, and
So this all used to happen in your like college teenage. Days, I guess. College days, I guess. So you were like very good in reading. You were great student, and you used to love that particular thing. Like
reading.
That's what that was an instinct. Like people used to go play outside. People, students, kids, and all, they want to play cricket outside, go play something, reading book, going to library, and being a consistent reader, reading a lot of books. That was your thing. That was
Basically, I got it a bit from my brother. He's also used to do a lot of reading.
Okay.
And to start with, I can tell you, we didn't have the money to buy newspapers. So our house owner used to give us the newspaper after his reading. And he used to tell us, you read it, you write the editorial, you copy the editorial from the newspaper. He used to guide us. So this is how it started. Because we were from village. So he used to tell, to improve your English, you have to copy down the editorials. So later on, I used to start the editorial and letters to the editor. So I got an interest to write to editor. Some of the public grievances or anything what I see, which is not right, I used to write to some of the letters to the editor. So these are the small things I used to do during those days.
Okay, so this is back like 20, 25 years. After consuming this whole thing, when was the first writing, like when you did write something out? What was that?
Even though I used to write many things, nothing was published. So in 2017,
which was your first in college days, did you write something in college days?
No, nothing, nothing like a story or nothing in the media.
Okay.
So what happened in the 2017 during one of my vacation from the girl? I used to visit every vacation to our famous Sri Guruvayur temple.
Okay.
The very famous Sri Krishna temple in Guruvayur. So what happened? No, in the Guruvayur, I was staying in the hotel, and we were walking to the temple, and while coming back from the temple late night, I saw some couple living on the footpath.
Mm-hmm.
And they had two children. They were lying down in the mosquito net on the footpath. So it touched me, you know. So I had a tender coconut and went to the room.
Mm.
And the next day, early morning, again, I was going for darshan. So I saw them again, and I just had a communication with him. So he told me that these children, they live in the footpath because they don't have a house. And he told me that one of the kids they lost in Tamil Nadu 9 years back, and they got back the kid after 9 years. So this has really touched me. And what happened is, after the darshan, and I offered him some help, then I took a picture of them. So it was so touching. So what happened then, from Guruvayur, I moved to Trichur by train. So during my train journey, I was thinking, oh, this is a real incident which has touched me. So I should scribble it down. So then I wrote it as a small story. And considering his real life situation and what I have seen in my eyes. So I wrote it, and I sent it to a website called The Logical Indian.
Okay.
Under my story. So it is it came as published. So that was the, you can tell
that was
that
the
is
first
my
thing.
First publication.
Okay.
So
okay.
it is still available in the Indian logical Indian site. The story is still available with the photo.
Awesome. From that particular day, what changed you? Like what sparkled and what striked that you decided, no, I have to, hey, this thing's interesting. Something getting published, getting my name on board on the major newspaper. So that must be something that hooked you in. So what happened, what struck that you decided to become an author, writer, novelist?
Yeah. Then later, around in the 2011, I think 10 or 11, I had a chance to visit a place called Kohima in Nagala. Okay.
Okay.
So what happened is myself, my family and my brother family, we went together, and my brother being a civil servant, he is an INS officer and he was serving as accountant general in Nagaland, Kohima. So he called me, you should come to this place because this is the place our father served in army. So that was the inclination for me to visit the Kohima. So we went for a Kashmir tour, then we went to Kohima. I went to my brother's place, stayed there for 5-6 days, and there we saw a memorial, war memorial of Second World War time. So in the war memorial, there is a stone in front of the memorial.
Yeah,
so there I have seen lot of people from Kerala, like Nair, Menon, we being Nair. So I was thinking, oh my God, my father's name is not there. He was also from the Nair community. He served here, but he passed away in the 2005. Yeah, he served in the army and during the wartime, he was in the
World War II.
Yeah, so he didn't participate in the war and all. I mean, that time he was not there. Later, he had served in the Kohima.
Okay.
So that was, so what happened is later, I tried to connect his life and his sacrifices. And I have scribbled down many of his, my memory about my father. So I wrote it and kept. I used to write as small stories about father and how we used to live in Bangalore, then whatever story he has told me during the his past stories of army.
So those things I
had made some small notes and tried to make it as a short stories. Okay. So this was one of the collection I made and kept. Then I used to live in Muscat. So here, part of the World Malayali Federation magazine. So they asked me for a Malayalam story. So I wrote a Malayalam story about my mother. So that is another story I wrote in Malayalam. Later, it was converted into an audio series in the Facebook. And around 10,000 people heard the story.
As an author, or who inspired you as a writer, and who do you admire a lot?
Many authors, their audio stories, which I was not able to read, I used to go and listen all the audio stories. For example, Anna Karenina, Alchemist, and many of the famous books, Einstein books, Tolstoy.
Whichever
personality, whoever has done the contributions, that we may not be getting the physical book. So I started listening the audio and YouTube versions. So all these put together, you get many inspiration.
This
is how I got inspired. And some of the, like in Kerala, we had an author by name Madhavi Kutty. I done a review about her books. So I heard almost all the speech of her. I read all the books, or I heard the audio story of her books. So then basically I used to listen to, wherever video is available or audio is available, I used to listen about their voice. So that's how I developed. Then recently I did a poem based on the author's wish, because the Madhavi Kutty is a famous author in Kerala, and she
okay.
wrote English poems in the name of Kamala Das. So basically, when she was alive, she had a wish to be reborn as a bird. Okay, and she wanted to sit on the banks of the pond, Kerala, no, village pond. So
okay.
one of the speech I heard about her, and I heard about her talk. So based on that, I wrote a poem. That is, I wrote it in Malayalam. So she wanted to be born as a bird. So considering her dream, I wrote a poem, and it was published in one of the world magazines.
Awesome. Now, sir, let's jump on the thing that we are here for. We'd like to know more about the story, like short brief, what the story is about, how this story came into your mind, what happened, and all these things. So, yeah, let's begin.
Around 1.5 years back, I had a vacation in India.
Okay.
So I was supposed to fly from Bangalore to Muscat. So
okay.
Bangalore to Muscat. And there was some change of plan, and my flight was preponed. So I had to go to Calicut and come via Calicut. So there I visited my mother's sister. My mother is no more. So I am considering her as my mother.
Okay.
So I used to have a long chat with her. Even during my school days, she used to look after us. So she used to be very, very kind and loving for all of us. So I was alone with her maybe for 2 hours. So what happened is, she is very much happy about my writing and my story. Then during our family get together, she had wrote one book about our family. So that was another inspiration for me about the story of our family, like our ancestors' heritage, how we developed our family over the years. So that used to be inspire me. And she narrated me something. So I got a spark from that, because she used to be a school teacher and retired headmistress. Okay. So she has told me about some incidents took during her childhood days and school days and as a teacher. So a small incident was there. So she told about a small incident happened during her career beginning. It was in my mind. So later I was always thinking that I should develop a story based on that spark.
Awesome.
That was I can tell that this is the idea from my mother's sister. I mean, the idea of a school story, like
So that happened in their career, and your mother told you about. And awesome. So just tell us like summary about this story, what this story is all about, Prisoner's Daughter.
This is basically a story of a teenage girl by name Swati. So she is living in a ancestor house in Kerala, one of the remote village. And her house basically only woman oriented, there are no males. So what happened, her mother and sister take her to mother and her friend. Three of them, they visit to Trichur city, you know. Trichur city, every year a festival happens there, Puram. So right now is this month of May, there is a Puram festival in Kerala. So after the visit of this festival, the temples, and they went to, instead of coming by train, they went by bus to a nearby place. So this teenage girl was wondering, what happened? Why mother is taking me not by train? Why she's taking me to another place by bus? Then mother do not tell her what is the idea behind this. So they go into a place. They get down and she see a boat. She says, Viyur jail. That is a jail. Oh, then she wonders, what is this? She is going in front of the jail. So she keeps quiet. So what happens in the front of the jail, the inmates of the jail make the chapatis and some food items, and they sell it and make money. So the items made by the inmates, they keep it as a small shop, and somebody will be selling it in front of the jail. So this always happens. This is happening now also.
These are
real things. Okay, even now when we pass the front of the jail, we used to buy the rotis. So this is the beginning, and the girl get inquisitive about why mother and they went to in front of the jail, and then they return to their native place. So there some conversation happens, and the girl get some idea. Something is connected with jail. And she's thinking that her father is no more. Then later she comes back to native place, village house. Then she has some chat with her grandmother. And the grandmother gives some idea about her father. Her father is still alive. So grandmother tells Swati that your father is alive. So this is the starting of the story.
Starting
and the girl is trying to find out where is her father and what was he, what happened to him, why he is not with them. Then the story goes, the search for her father.
Okay. So we don't want to reveal much. The episode is releasing on 22nd of May, June. About Prisoner's Daughter. So it's releasing on 22nd May. Make sure you subscribe to the show. It's coming. It involves 6 international artists playing different character. It's an audio drama. It will be releasing on 22nd of May. After it gets released, there will be interview with every cast member of this particular audio drama. So that is also on board, and that's also coming. Please tell us more about your books. Okay, the first 4 releases. One by one, you can tell us in short about
all of your books. My first book was I Remain Forever Yours. That is a story of an orphan girl. And that is also happening in the state of Tamil Nadu. The girl used to live in a international school.
And
she doesn't know about her mother or father. One fine day, one celebrity mother comes to her. So then after that, what happens is she goes for an IS studies into USA. So during the flight, she meets a famous writer. So he happens to be her father. So she has a real mother. I mean, biological mother. And mother.
Then so, the celebrity and, that...
The celebrity is a biological one. You know? Basically, so this is the, this girl is search of her father. And then she unites all the three together. That means... That is my first book.
The name of the book is My Precious
Book. I Remain Forever Yours.
I Remain Forever Yours. Wow, awesome.
So it has three characters, I mean, along with the girl. So four main characters. And she unites the author, famous author father, with her mother. But she is not her mother.
Yeah.
She is wife of her father. And the celebrity is nowhere to be revealed, so she goes off. This is the story. And how it has happened? This is the story.
So tell us about your second book.
My second book is my precious dream. It is called it, my dreams or my past life. My this story about my father. So my father served in army, and many of the things which he has told, and our life struggle, how he brought us up, all those things. So I put everything into a story. And the main thing is, the main point for the story is, when he passed away, he passed away, he, you know, we have a magazine called Astrological Magazine in Kerala.
Okay.
So it's called Panjangam. So in the Panjangam, he wrote in red letters, 10 October 2005. So that was the date he passed away.
Okay.
So, and the incident, his death happened when actually in 2000, during September, I went to Kerala for vacation, and I returned to Muscat for a new job on his death day. So what happened? I was with him in the hospital, and I was very reluctant to come back to Gulf. So, but my father forced me to go for the job. And I reached in the morning, and the afternoon he passed away in Kerala.
Oh.
So he knew that if I stay back, I may not be joining for the new job. I may lose the job. So that was the situation. But I couldn't go back on the same day. Then I went to see my mother after a month. So she showed me this book. In the book, it is written this date in red ink. So I was wondering, what is this? He knew his death day. So can you, this is unbelievable for me.
Unbelievable, you know?
He used to have a lot of, astrology, he used to follow astrology. His brothers were astrologists. So he used to have the some passion apart from army and serving in government.
Awesome.
He was having this habit of following astrology. So
It
is really unpredictable how he wrote it down. So this is the person. So that's why I wrote story about my father. He had this kind of ability, you know.
My precious dreams.
Yeah. So that is, so I can tell this is half of the book is almost like his stories.
Okay.
Then
okay.
Plus few other stories.
Yeah. And the third one?
Yeah. Third one is a collection of 10 short stories. Different subjects. So most of the stories, say 5-6 stories are connected to my life, my friend's life, or somebody's life, all my known people to me, you know? My father's brother, he's one of the story about him. Then there is
it's collection of what, short stories
different,
from your
different
life.
Subjects.
Life
my
events.
Life and my few of the public problem, like I have two stories about water shortage and other things. So
I'm
trying to narrate the past life and the present life, connecting both.
Okay.
So this is called the invisible love. In the invisible love means many people may be loving us, or we may be loving. We cannot express it.
Or
some of the thing, like you are kilometers away, but still you will be loving a person.
Yeah.
Or somebody may be doing many things, sacrificing their life for the love. So I'm trying to narrate is everyone, somebody or else will be loving you, or you may be loving someone else who may not be near to you, or maybe you couldn't. I mean, it can be romantic, it can be any relationship, you know.
Many
people love, and I'm trying to express the love in different way. It is which is not visible. It is not visible in the naked eyes. So that is basically the title says the invisible love.
Invisible. Awesome.
Book, fourth book. Yeah. Just I wanted to tell one thing. It is basically I started my career in BPO. So I used to have a lot of admiration for my founder, Mr. T.P. Jinnambiya. So I worked for 5 years with the BPO. So I left BPL and connected with the same people, my old friends, after long years, because they contacted me to bring out this book. Then I was interested to bring out. So I made a collection of people. I made contacted many people. Then we gathered the stories from 121 people. Then we got it compiled and edited and formed into a nice book. And this tells the story of DPL from the since it is beginning, because the company began in 63. And up to 2014, the BPL grew and it was a leading company in India, electronic. So it tells the story of BPL.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your valuable time. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Ajay. Thank you.
That all the information, the links of the social media handles will be there in the description of this particular episode where you can connect with the author. So hey guys, this was the interview with Indian novelist author Rajan V. Kokuri, Prisoner's Daughter, written by author Rajan V. Kokuri, converted into an audio drama, will be releasing on the show. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast on platforms you are listening. Hit the subscribe button now. Connect with us on Instagram @podcastaudios and get the latest updates. Also, your reviews and ratings are really valuable for us. You can review the show on Apple Podcasts and rate the show on Spotify. Thank you so much for listening. Prisoner's Daughter on 22nd of May, an audio drama, a story of a teenage girl, Swati, who discovers that her father is still alive and serving a long sentence in Vijayawada jail. What was the reason for her father's arrest? And what will happen to him now? Make sure you listen Prisoner's Daughter on 22nd May 2022. Only on GreetYourUse.in Podcast, a podcast or use originals.